Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Love being here. The best thing about the love song is that we all love being here. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Meanwhile, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington focused on the most common traits of optimistic people. Are you an optimist? Would you consider yourself, Victoria, an optimistic person?
Happily, yes.
All right. She's a happy optimist. Richie, would you consider yourself an optimist?
Stupidly optimistic.
A stupid optimist. Yep. Okay. So, how about you? Are you an optimist? Are you a pessimist? You have strong opinions? The interesting thing about this overview, public opinion and science have long held that optimists are going to live a better, longer life. If you look at the glass half full, that's better. There was a study of 100,000 Americans, American women, in fact, who proclaimed that optimists live longer. The study proved that upbeat people everywhere get more cheery. Pessimists are grumpy. What do you call me?
Captain Curmudgeon?
Yeah, but see, I'm not a pessimist.
Today
you're
okay.
I have my moments. I'm okay today? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But the focus on how long you live and how well you live is always on people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And these experts say that there are certain things about optimists that are kind of consistent. For example, optimists are more resilient. They bounce back from painful experiences faster than those who are pessimists. I think that's all.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
What is that? What are you doing?
I don't know. That's Victoria being very optimistic.
Optimists are more likely to quit things due to their hopeful nature. Optimists are more likely to exercise regularly and are more proactive about living a healthy lifestyle. They're more grateful. Optimists more grateful for good things and the good people in their life. They sleep better. They're more altruistic and they are consistently quicker to forgive than those who are pessimistic. I think this is all fairly common sense stuff, isn't it?
Well, it would make sense that people, whether you consider them optimists or not, people who just have these traits, you would guess would live longer.
Yes.
You would think, you know, and ultimately, the part of the study that I read, ultimately, it all equaled their overall stress levels were a lot lower, which I'm assuming would then be tied with lower blood pressure, lower rates of heart disease. I mean, there's probably a lot of other medical things tied into that.
Usually, you super beats are optimists.
I can't stand being around people who are pessimists. I fired a guy once.
Good for
just
you.
Just because he was just such a downer.
Yeah.
I mean, walking up and down the halls, just bringing everybody down. I'm like, dude, I do not need that kind of energy running around here. Yeah. Beat it.
See ya.
Yeah.
And the forgiveness thing to me is really interesting.
Most important thing anybody can do is forgive and move on.
Yep. Forgiveness is really tough for a lot of people.
It is.
It's not an easy thing for people who are even optimistic, but that to move on and to forgive and to not have that weigh you down, someone else's negative actions towards you, if you don't let that go, that's only going to weigh you down. It doesn't weigh them down.
Nope.
And that's my whole thing with, I mean, we talk about all the race issues in this country. And easy for me to say, but if you worry so much about what other people think about you, you are never going to get past anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be comfortable and with yourself before you can move on with not worrying about what other people think about you.
Got to learn about yourself.
It takes
a lifetime sometimes. I'm just getting there myself. I'm really just getting there. After all of these years of life experiences, and I've had a wonderful, fabulous life to this point. I've done extraordinary things, been to extraordinary places, met extraordinarily wonderful people all over the world. And yet I'm not figuring it out. I think most people, if they're living a good life, they're figuring it out all through their life because things change so much.
Mm-hmm.
You adapt to so many to the people that are new in your life, to the new thinking that's around. And you know, otherwise you get stagnant. And if you get stagnant, you are going to be D-E-A-D. If you're not physically dead, you're going to be dead in your head. Why don't we, you know what? Let's see if we can, Richie, call the patent and trade office. See if I can patent the phrase dead in the head.
Isn't that where deadheads came from, though?
They're dead in the head?
Well, the Grateful Dead followers.
Dead in the head.
Because they were all doped up.
Dead in the head. I don't want to be in that league.
Yeah.
The discussion of the protest in North Dakota has gotten some heat this week, and I'll take a little credit for that. The Dakota Access Pipeline, massive oil pipeline project, carry about 470,000 barrels of crude oil a day from the North Dakota oil fields over to Chicago. So it could be put on tankers and moved to where it needs to go to be refined. It's near the Native American reservation, and that seems to be the problem. Although yesterday when you looked this up, you said there were a lot of these pipelines that went near water. Either rivers.
When you look at a map of the pipelines that run across this country from Ohio east, it would be impossible not to travel somewhere over water, underwater, and not hit one of these things. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
So the oil spills that may come from these, are they close enough to water to have warranted or merit some further discretion or discussion? That's what these people
are
looking at the map. I mean, they've got to be.
So how
do
they get
water.
Built? Are they Standing Rock Sioux tribe, the only ones that are smart enough to say, hey, what are you doing to the water supply?
I would hope that they think about the water supply before they even build it.
And if these pipelines, we know they all leak. They leak. That's the nature of the business. They leak. Sooner or later, you have a car that has petroleum base, gasoline, oil, lubricants. And when you have had the car long enough, you park in the garage, look underneath it, you see leaks.
Right.
Leaks. That's what happens when petroleum is a lubricant, and sometimes it loosens up gaskets and seals and that sort of thing. And this is just sort of what happens. So these people seem to be the only ones with any common sense. They've camped on the reservation near where the water would be affected. And with that, apparently,
which is on their land, right?
Yeah, it is.
This is on Native American land.
Yeah.
That's another element of this. There are multiple tribes that have come together protesting this.
Yeah.
So
wasn't it? Now they put a pause on the construction. Again, my question would be, who was supposed to be watching this to check it out before they started building it? That's what
I think. Doesn't this all fall under the Army Corps of Engineers?
No, because of private.
Well, they're investigating it now then, because they're involved somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a private pipeline. Let's hope it doesn't get violent, because it'll end up the same way as that thing in Oregon, three or four months ago, and they shot one guy and they chased him off of the federal land, which is an outrage anyway. That was one of the biggest things. You know, you can say what you will, good or bad, about Bill Clinton. One of the worst things he did, other than Waco, and Obama's followed in his footsteps, buy up more land. The federal government needs more land like I need another butt cheek. And so the understanding that we have the federal government buys up this land, that land, it's not necessary. As a matter of fact, there should be a wholesale change. I hope whoever is the next president looks at this stuff and says, what do we own all this land for? Let's get rid of it. We don't need all this land. What do we need all this land for? And then act appropriately or accordingly. But anyway.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who's been pretty much absent since he lost the nomination, he's been very vocal about this. He spoke in Washington, I think it was 2 days ago, before a crowd of about 3,500 protesters. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking at his Twitter feed now. And last night he tweeted, stop the Dakota Access Pipeline, respect Native American rights, and let us move forward to transform our energy system. And he said, when we destroy nature, we are ultimately destroying the human beings of this planet. We have to stop.
Yeah. Well, they're going to stop tomorrow. Speaking of protests, this weekend, you can be sure Columbus, Ohio will be a pretty uncomfortable place after the shooting of yet another black kid by a white officer. Merritt isn't important here. It's just another white cop shooting a black kid. He had a BB gun. I think that was the story. And it looked like he, whatever he was going to do, it was identifiable as a gun. He got shot and he died in the hospital. Officers on leave. Department is investigating. Same old story. Yada, yada, yada. Why do they have to shoot him to kill him? Why don't they shoot him in the leg or something? Shoot him in the shoulder.
That's. It seems like that's our question with all of these things.
Yeah. Because they can still shoot back.
With a BB gun? What's a BB gun?
He can't. If he could assess the situation, he wouldn't have needed the shot at all, shoot at all.
What time of day was it when this happened?
Wednesday night.
So what dark. Time, like, maybe there's a there's benefit of the doubt goes to the
13-year-old boy wanted for questioning Wednesday night in an armed robbery.
Mm-hmm. Used a BB gun to conduct the robbery. Was that the idea?
I guess that's what the cop thought, and he didn't know whether it was a BB gun. I guess he just thought, okay, armed robbery suspect has a gun.
Yeah.
Can you give me the gun so I can see what kind of gun it is? Oh, it's a BB gun.
But that still goes back to Doug's question. Why are all of these instances shoot to kill? Why is it not shoot to disarm?
Because
then the kid can sue them later, and that's what they're worried
about?
What
kind of a shot do you think you need to be able to shoot somebody's moving hand?
No, I mean in the leg or something
Cowboys
like that.
Did it all
okay,
the time. The Lone Ranger did it.
Yeah, and the cowboy laying down on the ground was able to shoot the bad guy still.
Yeah.
If you want to live as a law enforcement officer, you take that person out that is pointing a gun at you.
I wouldn't want to be in their position. I'd take
I wouldn't
that.
Either.
Jeez.
And that's the biggest problem is who wants to be a cop now? Why would you want to be a cop now?
There are four police
you can't
officers.
Do anything right.
There are four police officers on suspension in the Framingham Police Department. 100 officers, four of them are on suspension at the moment for various derelictions of duty, including improper use of force, that kind of stuff. So, you know, to bolster what Richie just said, who wants to be a police officer?
Well, and then you have to look and say, okay, what about this armed robbery thing?
Yeah.
What... Is there, was he the person that robbed the store? If so, shouldn't we be looking at that?
Yeah. Well, but you don't shoot somebody because they rob a store. You shoot them because they possess something that could ultimately do you harm.
Right.
That's why you shoot them.
If you rob a store and you're just walking down the street, you get arrested. If you rob a store and you start waving a gun around, you're going to get shot.
Yeah. All right, let's have some logical thinking time. Everybody ready for logic?
If you insist.
If you think that you're at the office all the time, you're loyally chained to your desk until all hours of the night, this will earn you big reward. How many people think that the more time they spend at work or working, it'll be better for them in the long run? However, if you think that way, you may want to pay attention to the new stats that show that those who take all of their vacation allowance are 30% more likely to get a pay raise than those who don't.
You got to make them miss you.
This applies to women who use the vacation time in full as well as men. If you're taking your vacation, it means more raises, more promotion. Now, do the two really go hand in hand? I'm not sure that they do. But I think what Jennifer just said in being somewhat facetious may be if you're really good, it may be a point. If you're really good at your job and you're gone and they miss you, then, you know, but if you never go anywhere, how are they going to miss you?
Maybe by the way, I'll be on vacation the rest of the
for
week.
Me. Yeah.
No, we already missed you.
Yeah, I'm the next one you're going to miss.
Think green. Harrison with you. Firefly populations have dropped 70% in 3 years, drawing more than 100 scientists to Thailand to a symposium to study the demise of these glowworms or lightning bugs. No single factor is blamed, but researchers in America and Europe cite urban sprawl and industrial pollution, which destroys insect habitats. The spread of artificial light from what they're calling McMansion subdivisions could also be a culprit, disrupting the intricate mating behavior that relies on a male winning over a female with its flashing backside, signaling everything from love to danger. The endangered firefly's adult lifespan is just 1 to 3 weeks, and scientists are now underscoring that fireflies are a canary in a coal mine in terms of understanding the declining health of our ecosystem.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, with Falling Stars, create musical compositions using Falling Stars. Users like the inventiveness, but they must have too much time on their hands. Falling Stars.
Picky, picky, picky.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minutes.
Especially you Yankees on sickles.
Carolina Backroads.
We don't lock that sickle trash down here.
Today on American Biker Minutes.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Going through a backroads town in North Carolina.
Smokey and the Biker.
Good old Southern cop, the one blue light like you see in Smokey and the Bandit. We don't cotton the Yankees here. Well, we're just going through, sir. That's the way I like it, he says. Especially you Yankees on sickles. We don't lock that sickle trash down here. I'm going to let you go because I noticed you stopped in our local restaurant. If you wouldn't, he says, I'd have to cite you. Shut my mouth up. Road on.
To the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, in a marriage, who's happier, the man or the woman? Or put it another way, who's more at risk for depression, the husband or the wife? Here's the social science of it. In a marriage, there are ups and there are downs, and a totally perfect marriage, well, it's just only seen in a Hollywood movie. But who's more happier while married, men or women? Now, married males tend to be happier than unmarried males, but get this. Married females reported higher rates of sadness while married than unmarried females. What's the cheap psych trick? One should strive for happiness, and it's possible to achieve. But in everyone's married life, a little sadness will fall. But if sadness becomes so debilitating that it's impossible to even think about a happy marriage again, then you might want to check out some professional assistance. Check out my book while you're at it, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Appears to me as I do the TikTok routine that it's 50 past the hour. Let's translate that to 10 minutes before the new hour. How's that for fabuloso? TikTok, TikTok.